You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thanks for being here with us on this Friday. In our community, no matter what happens, the healing power of nature is always close at hand. And on September 11th, 2001, when the skies suddenly went quiet, one of those Alaskans who had a chance to get reacquainted with silence was Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society, who joins us every Friday to spotlight a few of the birds to watch for. But Brenda, I'd like to start off by asking you about 9/11, because like a lot of people, you probably remember exactly what you were doing when you heard about the attacks.
Yes, it's something, a memory that I just will never forget, I'm sure. I just turned the radio on driving to work and heard it, and I was so startled and scared, I had to pull over and stop and listen for a few minutes and try to understand.
Well, as a person who's out in nature a lot, you know, you're really sensitive to the sounds of Juneau. What was that like to have that kind of quiet?
It was just startlingly silent. The birds are not real loud in September, but boy, you could hear every little peep and twitch in the grasses through all three of those silent airspace days.
So in looking back on that, how do you feel about that?
You know, it's a very strange feeling. Where we live, we desperately need air travel. Everyone knows that. And it was the most scary thing to me was thinking, if someone in the village got really sick and needed to go to the hospital, would they let them? It just made me fret with worry about how important air travel is to us here in Southeast.
I suppose on this 9/11 anniversary, the 20th anniversary, that things like the freedom to go out and watch birds and do all the things that we do should mean all the more to us.
Yes, everything that we have as Americans is very precious, and it's a sad, sad memory to remind us, but it's a good thing to be reminded of how much our freedoms are worth.
So one of the freedoms that people in Juneau enjoy is the opportunity to go out and see beautiful birds, so many of them. We have quite a few migrating. What are you noticing these days when you're out and about?
Well, it is still really fun. Duck hunting season did start on September 1st. So places that are much better to find migrants now are areas where hunting is not usually allowed, like Eagle Beach or at Salmon Creek. The ducks get pretty smart really fast.
So let's talk about one of the ducks that you're highlighting this week, the long-tailed duck.
Yes, this is a really interesting bird. It totally changes its costume from summer to winter. Summer, it's mostly dark with some white highlights, but winter, it's white with black highlights. The male has quite a nice long tail. It's easy to see why they are called long-tailed ducks. And they stay around Juneau. The food they like is actually out in the open channels, but they'll come in closer when there's a nice little herring run or some other small fish in our harbors.
We're going to play a little bit of sound from this bird. And just a warning, birds this week are not necessarily good singers.
Not melodious.
Our next bird is the northern saw-whet owl. What can you tell us about this bird?
Well, you know, this is a very small owl, and we're really lucky to have it because it likes to give its a distinctive call about 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. And I've always called it the backup bird. If you listen to the sound, I'm sure you'll understand why.
And our last bird is the downy woodpecker.
Yes, this is our smallest woodpecker here in town. And it actually looks very, very much like the hairy woodpecker.
Does downy have a softer call?
Not necessarily, no. And they still hit their head on the wood to get all those wonderful grubs and insects that they eat.
So where will we find you this weekend?
I'll be at Eagle Beach for sure if I'm not picking berries.
Boy, Eagle Beach seems to be your favorite haunt.
It's a wonderful place, especially during hunting season, as there's no hunting allowed there and the birds are not nervous.
Ah, we don't want nervous birds. All right. Well, thank you very much. Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society, highlighting three birds for us to be on the lookout for. Have a good weekend, Brenda.
Thank you, Rhonda. You too.
And thank you for joining us. Hope all of you have a restful weekend.